November 9th, 2021, public hearing on Local Law 6 of 2021 at 6:45 and a regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock. Town of Monroe, notice of public hearing to consider adoption of local law. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Monroe on November 9th, 2021 at 6:45 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex located at 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law No. 6 of 2021. If adopted, Local Law No. 6 of 2021 would repeal Chapter 145 in its entirety and replace it with a new Chapter 145 to apply to the Consolidated Water District. Written comments on Local Law 6 of 2021 can be submitted to the Town Clerk up and through the time of the public hearing. A copy of proposed Local Law No. 6 of 2021 can be obtained at the Monroe Town Municipal Complex and on the Town's website. That was published on November 3rd.
Thank you. And has the clerk received any official testimony?
No, I have not.
So we have not received any testimony in the written form. This time I'll ask if any member of the public wishes to be heard on proposed Local Law number 6.
Do you want to briefly talk about it or not?
Sure. You can, for the information of our residents, that would be helpful. So we will have special counsel William Ryan, who has been working with us on the consolidated effort for our water district, and he's going to provide a brief overview of what this local law would entail.
Thank you. I'll be mercifully brief. What this law does is codify the rules and regulations with regard to the infrastructure construction of water districts and sewer mains and lines. And it also codifies for you what we previously have done with the joint consolidation agreement and the final order and determination by this board back in July when we consolidated the various water districts. And the local law also allows you, the town board, in the future to, if need be, amend rates, whether for O&M or for capital, by resolution, as opposed to amending a local law. There is a little bit of work that needs to be done in the future, which is more technical in nature in terms of the type of valving you need for the system, the type of pipe, the type of hydrant, but that is that's more of an engineering and departmental exercise. That's it.
Great.
They sent you a form. And your two assistants.
Sure. Thank you very much, Mr. Ryan. And so at this time, I'll ask again if any member of the public wishes to be heard. What's that? Yeah, let me just go to Zoom and see if there's any member of the public.
There is no member of the public online.
So we have no members of the public that wish to be heard either online or in person, and there has been no written testimony submitted. So at this time, Councilman Hogan wishes to be heard.
So I'm looking at just going through this under Section 21 maintenance and repair, Section 21. So the for the leak occurrence, certifying ownership of the causes need to be repaired in all respects. Should the applicant tell the effects that repair in 2 days written notice from the department of the Department of Public Water Service to be discontinued until such repairs are made? And then I want to go to the 25C protection service component. And I just want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing here, but in sub C, upon discovery of any leaks in the water service pipes at any point between the user's side of the curb stop of the building, the department should notify the user of such leak and require such user at the owner's expense to make necessary repairs thereto within a period of 3 days from the date of service of such notice. Such notice should be either served personally or certified mail return received request upon clarity of the owner. Shall make such repairs pursuant to such notice, and after expiration of the said 3 day period, the department shall be authorized to make such repairs at cost therefore, including labor and material costs, shall be added to the water charges due from such owner and payment shall be enforced in the same manner as payment for water supply to such user. And I could be wrong, but it looks like one thing saying, yeah, you repair it in 2 days, you can turn it off, or repair it in 3 days, or we will fix it.
They should both say 3.
They should both say, yeah, that's right. They should say 3.
Or 2, or 4.
2 or 3, it's up to you.
Okay, well, I'm just, you know, I mean, when I look at it, it's like, okay, are we just going in, you got 3 days or 2 days to fix it, and we'll turn it off, or we got 2 days to fix it, and we'll repair it ourselves?
Well, it's going to be 3, depending on what you want, 2 or 3, and it should be, in my mind, an initial attempt to be made by, should be made. The repair should be made by the department.
Should be made by the department.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the more critical part.
Well, I'm just concerned about going on to private property to
do the repair.
And we're talking about private property services, so it would be on private property. So unless the code allowed it, they couldn't fix it.
Yeah.
So the code would allow them to do it within that 3 day period right now.
Okay.
But they can't just go in and be nice and fix it. It's actually the owner's responsibility not to maintain that service.
Okay.
So this gives them 3 days to do it.
Well, it should be set at 3 days, and we could turn the water off. And
if the owner doesn't want to repair it, then the department can at the owner's expense.
Correct. Can. Okay. Authorized, yeah. The department shall be authorized to make such repairs. Okay. So, I got it. So, I guess it should just be changed to 2 or 3 days for both of those.
That depends on the, yeah, on the board.
Okay.
Your point's well taken.
Thank you. I think that was all.
So we're still in the public hearing in relation to proposed local law number 6 of 2021. Does any other member of the public wish to be heard at this time?
Let's see here. I don't believe anybody's on the line. Oh, let's
No, there's three attendees. Nobody's raising their hand to speak.
Okay, I'll ask one more time. Does any member of the public wish to be heard? Proposed local law number 6. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So, second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Borough Town Board for November 9th, 2021, and ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And ask that everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. Item 1 on the agenda is approval of minutes, and we have several sets. We can take them all together, we can take them separately. We have the minutes of the regular town board meeting for October 12th. We have the minutes of the October 20th budget meeting, and we also have two hearings that were held on October 26th, the first for local law number 3 and the second for local law number 4. And finally, we had an audit meeting on that day. So whatever the board's pleasure is. Is everybody present?
I was not here for the call.
All right, so I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes for October 12th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Aye, abstain.
All right, motion passes. Next, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes for October 20th and the 3 sets from October 26th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Second item on the agenda is our customary COVID-19 update. Just briefly, in Saratoga County, we currently have 22 individuals that are hospitalized. Of that number, 15 were not fully vaccinated, and the remaining 7 have been vaccinated. The percentage of breakthrough in the fully vaccinated population in the county is presently 1.6%, and the percentage of breakthrough that are hospitalized that were fully vaccinated in our population is 0.07%. A little closer to home, here in the town of Monroe, we presently have 68 active positive cases. And in the village of South Glens Falls, we have 11 active cases. And just briefly, I'd like to provide an update on the percentage of our population that is vaccinated. As everyone is aware, the vaccine is now available for children age 5 through 11. Previously, it was only available to those age 12 and older. The percentage of the population that are age 5 and older is presently 81.6% of the county population. Specifically, we have vaccinated 168 kids in the age bracket 5 to 11, with one dose, and that does not include today's vaccination clinic, where approximately another 100 more doses were provided. Individuals that are age 12 and older, the percentage that have received one dose is currently 88.1%, and the number that are fully vaccinated is 82.1%. Percentage of the population 18 and older that have received at least one dose is 88.9%. Those that are considered series complete is 82.7%. And then the important number here is those age 65 and older. 99.9% of Saratoga County residents have received at least one dose, and 92.1% are considered series complete. Additional information on the upcoming COVID-19 vaccination clinics for children age 5 to 11 and booster clinics for seniors age 65 and older are as follows. Today we did the county at our public safety building. We offered the Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. We also provided the Pfizer booster vaccine for those 65 and older at the Galloway Fire Department. November 10th, the Pfizer vaccine clinic will be held for 5 to 11-year-olds who reside in Saratoga County between 2:30 and 5:30 p.m. at the Saratoga County Public Safety Building. Registration is required. Also on the same day, the Moderna booster clinic for those age 65 and older is available between the hours of 9:30 and 12:30 at the Saratoga County Public Safety Building. Registration is preferred, strongly recommended. There's limited same-day walk-in appointments that will also be available. Vaccines are free, therefore there's no proof of insurance required. Just a reminder, for more information, you can visit the Saratoga County website at www.saratogacountynewyork.gov/COVID. You can register for any clinic, and Saratoga County provides free COVID-19 vaccine clinics and booster clinics at our public safety building through a partnership with private businesses across the county. And for the additional information, you can call Public Health at 518-584-7460. Item 3 on the agenda is Local Law 5 of 2021. We have previously held a public hearing on this local law. I don't believe we received any written or oral comments entered into the record. And at this time, I think that I would entertain a motion to move forward with adoption of Local Law 3. Okay. If the board would like to do that, there's some
Council?
Go ahead.
There are some steps that we need to take beforehand. And do you want to walk us through that?
Sure. As we do with all of our local laws, we have before you the seeker forms, parts 1, 2, and 3. I have taken the liberty of going through part 2 and indicating that the adoption of the law, which is the action, has no or small impact. As we have in the past, I am happy to go through questions 1 through 11 and have the board respond, or if the board is comfortable with how I have it laid out that 1 through 11 answers are no or small impact, then the board can go through part 3 and issue a negative declaration. What is the board's pleasure?
I'm fine with accepting 1 through 11 and part 2 and 1 through
3. That's how we make them.
Then is it the board's decision that there is no significant impact with respect to this local law?
Yes.
And is it the board's determination that you wish to issue a negative declaration under SECRE?
Yes.
And as with our prior local laws, that negative declaration is within the resolution that you have before you.
So we'll ask before she does that, just want to highlight what the purpose of this local law is for members of the public. And what we're doing is changing the income threshold under the Town of Moreau, Section 130-2B. The income of an owner, or combined income of owners, must not exceed $24,000. Previously, it had been $17,500 for the income tax year immediately preceding the date making application for the exemption. That pursuant provisions 467 of the real property tax law, there's a sliding scale of what that exemption would be, ranging from 50% to 5%. So with that, I'll ask the clerk to read the proposed resolution.
Resolution Town Board, Town of Moreau, subject adoption of Local Law 5 of 2021, amending Chapter 130, Section 130-2B of the Code of the Town of Moreau. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau is considering the adoption of Local Law Number 5 of 2021, which, if adopted as proposed, would amend Chapter 130, Section 130-2B of the Code of the Town of Moreau. And whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 5 of 2021 is in the best interest of the Town, and it is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of Town residents and property owners, especially the senior citizens of the Town. And whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 5 of 2021 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the Board. And whereas the authority for the enactment of this Local Law is found in Section 10(1)(i) of the Municipal Home Rule Law. And whereas pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed adoption of Local Law Number 5 of 2021 was properly noticed in the newspaper and posted and was duly conducted on November 4, 2021 at the Town Municipal Complex. And whereas the Board has considered the public comments made at the public hearing, and whereas the Board, serving as lead agency for this unlisted action under SEAKER, reviewed a short environmental assessment form and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts. And whereas after thorough review and deliberation, the Board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 5 of 2021. And whereas the attorney for the Town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the Secretary of State, including the text of the law itself. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board hereby adopts Local Law Number 5 of 2021, which amends the law as stated above. And be it further resolved that the Board adopts and authorizes the filing of a negative declaration. And be it further resolved that the Board hereby authorizes the Town Clerk and the Attorney for the Town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they deem necessary, and thereafter are directed to execute and file the said documents as required by law, and to take all of the necessary action for the promulgation thereof.
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion?
No, I'm just better.
Maybe it's on the books.
Good for our results. Yeah, I think we're
updated for a long time. Any other discussion, comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimous. Next item on the agenda is proposed Local Law Number 6 of 2021. It's in relation to our water ordinance. We held a public hearing earlier this evening and received no testimony, either oral or written. Public hearing has been closed. And at this time, we'll have Councilor Usual.
Well, actually, during the public hearing, Councilman Hogan had identified a change that he was looking to make, and we need to amend that for.
I'm sorry, if you have conversations, could you take them out into the hall?
Sorry, excuse us.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Apologize.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Can you identify again where in the law you had a question?
21B.
21B.
Say 2 days there. 25C, say 3 days.
And what is the board's pleasure? I know that Special Counsel Bill Ryan. lead public hearing. I don't know if you have any further questions for him or if the board wants to tell me if we're changing it to two or three.
Is one better than that? I mean, three, I would say three.
Three.
Oh,
three.
Three.
Three. Not a recommendation.
So it'll be three in 21B and 25C.
Correct.
Are there any other minor changes that the board thought was necessary to make?
Not that I know.
Given that that is merely just a consistency change, it doesn't appear to be substantive that we would have to rehash to start the public hearing all over again. So at this point, just like we just did with Local Law 5, we would go through the seeker process. Again, you have for you the seeker. I have the same questions before. I have labeled all of them as no or small impact. I'm happy to go through 1 through 11, or we can do what we did before, and you can advise that you're comfortable with accepting no or small impact with 1 through 11, and then issuing a negative declaration that there is no significant environmental impacts through the adoption of this law.
I'm not comfortable with what we did the first time, accepting 1 through 11.
So is it the board's determination that the adoption of Local Law 6 would have no significant environmental impacts?
Yes.
And is it the board's determination, therefore, to issue a negative declaration?
Yes.
There is a resolution before you that has that the negative declaration within it, along with the adoption of the law.
The clerk has copied that.
Resolution Town Board, Town of Moreau, subject adoption of Local Law 6 of 2021, repealing Chapter 145 in its entirety and replacing it with new Chapter 145 of the Code of the Town of Moreau. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau is considering the adoption of Local Law Number 6 of 2021, which, if adopted as proposed, repeals Chapter 145 in its entirety and replaces it with a new Chapter 145 to apply to the Consolidated Water District. And whereas the board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 6 of 2021 is in the best interest of the town, and it is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of town residents and property owners. And whereas the board finds that the adoption of Local Law 6 of 2021 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the board. And whereas the authority for the enactment of this local law is found in Section 10(1)(i) of the Municipal Home Rule Law. And whereas pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed adoption of Local Law Number 6 of 2021 was properly noticed in the newspaper and posted and was duly conducted on November 9, 2021 at the Town Municipal Complex. And whereas the board has considered the public comments made at the public hearing, and whereas the board serving as lead agency for this unlisted action under SEACER reviewed a short environmental assessment form and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts. And whereas after thorough review and deliberation, the board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 6 of 2021. And whereas the attorney for the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the Secretary of State, including the text of the law itself. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the board hereby adopts Local Law Number 6 of 2021, which amends the law as stated above, and be it further resolved that the board adopts and authorizes the filing of a negative declaration, and be it further resolved that the board hereby authorizes the town clerk and the attorney for the town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they deem necessary, and thereafter are directed to execute and file the said documents as required by law and to take all of the necessary action for the promulgation thereof.
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Thank you much, very much for all the work that went into that. I know it was an extensive process, and we couldn't have got there in a deliberative way without the assistance of our special counsel, William Ryan, and the engineer for the town engineer is down the road. So thank you very much to both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
guys. Team member. Or I'll just make sure I get all the signatures for you. So you didn't read that, and I'll show something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm in touch about the notes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Next item on this evening's agenda, item 5 is adoption of the 2022 town budget. I do have a prepared motion, whereas the town board held a public hearing for the 2022 preliminary budget on November 4th, 2021, and whereas the public hearing was held in accordance with the New York State General Municipal Law, so be it resolved that the town board adopts the 2022 preliminary budget as presented at the public hearing. So if the board is ready, I'd entertain a motion to, or entertain someone to move into that motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Again, thank you and all those who were involved. It's another in process. We did a great job for our taxpayers.
Well, great teamwork, so thank you, everyone. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 6, I have, I think board members received copy of correspondence from the town zoning administrator, Jim Martin, in relation to the individual that we just hired for the clerk position in that department. There has been a conversation between the clerk's office and the billing department whereby Katrina Flexen would be willing to be the planning and zoning board secretary. However, a motion previously adopted by the town board made the hiring of the deputy town clerk predicated on the fact that that individual would do the job for 1 year. So it's not as easy as just switching over. It's going to require either rescinding or amending a previous resolution and then moving forward with a new resolution. So I wanted to bring to the board's attention and see how you would like to handle it.
Whatever the cleanest way to do it, would we have to have a resolution number that we would rescind and change the wording?
So the resolution that addressed this issue back in August of this year was made by Councilmember Hogan, seconded by Noonan. Councilmember Noonan approved it unanimously, essentially appointing Barbara Bartlett as deputy town clerk, deputy receiver of taxes, and deputy registrar with a salary. And the appointment date will be provided to the town board by the town clerk. And Ms. Bartlett also agrees to perform the duties of the planning zoning board secretary for a minimum of 1 year. Resolution is 2021-262.
So when we just amend our hiring wording that says remove the part that...
Yes, that would be the cleanest way to do it, because you don't want to rescind the entire resolution, because then you'd have to do two separate resolutions to hire her for the deputy clerk position, and then add that job portion to the planning zoning clerk position.
Okay. Just take some notes here. So let's see if I can do this. I'd like to... I'd like to make a motion to amend Resolution 2021-262, which was the appointment and hiring of Barbara Bartlett for the deputy clerk position, at which time she was hired to also be the planning and zoning clerk. Is that the right? Is that what she is? Planning and zoning secretary for a minimum of 1 year, and I would like to remove the minimum of 1 year from her hiring detail.
Is the planning and zoning secretary portion only for the 1 year, or was the appointment for 1 year?
Just the planning and zoning.
Okay. Yeah, just remove the one year.
So, that's a motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. So, that would then require, in order for the minutes to be...
Is it this one?
So.
I think this is one.
Sure. So I entertain a motion that would include that Katrina Flexon, clerk of the town of Monroe, building department, serve as secretary of the planning board and the zoning board of appeals, and receive a stipend not to exceed $100 per meeting.
So,
any discussion? I would just add that the rate is that which the board approved at our organizational meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Before we move on down the agenda, I just want to recognize council member-elect Mark Stewart, who's in the audience this evening. Congratulate you on your win. And also, if you have the time, we'll be having an executive session, and you're welcome to join us during that executive session.
Thanks.
So, nice to see you. Next item on the agenda is the number 7 South Glens Ballpark Company Holiday Parade. I have received a request from the fire company to close part of Route 9 in an effort to provide for a successful parade from, I believe it's Bluebird Road, all the way to River Street. And the fire company, there's certain requirements. In other words, any individual who's willing to receive the permit from your state DOT is required to have a $5 million insurance policy, which can be achieved through $1 million per occurrence policy and a $4 million umbrella. And they're well aware of all the requirements for that. However, as part of the 33B special use permit by New York State DOT, it requires municipalities to be in support of it. So I would entertain a motion to in support of the South Glens Falls Fire Company Holiday Parade, where they will conduct it along Route 9 in town Monroe from Bluebird Road to River Street in the village.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just to be clear, are they still using the same parade route though from Wayland Street down to River Street, and they just need to close that section of Route 9 while the parade's going on? There's a parade going to go, that's like 2 mile,
yeah,
or 3 mile parade. It's going to go the whole distance. It's the longest parade we've ever had in town around. All right.
Well, they indicated that's the same route that was used 2 years ago. I don't know if that's accurate, but I didn't have time to follow up, so.
Go kick track of that.
So,
okay.
So we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 8 on the agenda is in relation to the sewer treatment alternatives that the town is exploring that will require completion of CECRA, and the resolution. We'll be looking at part 2 and part 3. And, Councillor, do you want to just let us know where we need to go?
I can. I note that project engineer Don Rose is in the audience today, and I'm happy to have him kick in a little bit because Laverne did prepare parts 2 and 3 as well as the narrative. So, Mr.
Okay.
Supervisor, if you don't mind, I'd like to have Mr.
Rose. Yeah, sure. Just give the mechanics of what we're doing briefly and what we need to do this evening to move forward.
So, briefly, it's a consideration of an alternative that would redirect discharge from the District 1 Extension 5 to the county system. The route of that discharge would go along local roads. Connected to the Saratoga County system
meeting, declaring yourself as a new agency and issue coordinated review lunch. We're lucky enough to get coordinated review responses back, so you don't have to do a special meeting.
Very happy.
No one has contested your request to become the agency. And you'll see in front of you parts 2 and 3, which goes through your hard look at the environmental consequences of the alternative. The entire alternative is to be built within the roadway boundaries, which are pretty much clear of environmental issues. Any issues where we have to cross a water course would be drilled under to avoid any potential environmental issues. So it's pretty much as clear as they can get, and we even were able to receive a no-effect letter from SHPO because it was that straightforward. You're building along an area that's previously disturbed. So in front of you is a secret package for you to determine whether or not it's a negative declaration of significant impact.
So we can go down through the list, or you know, I don't know how you want to handle it. I can read through each box. I can tell you that impact on land, recommendation is that there's no impact on land by this action. So I'm going to do this.
Well, Mr. Supervisor, if you want, you do have the deck in front of you.
Oh.
All of the questions have been answered as no or small impact, as based on the information prepared by the version, SHPO's no effect letter, and coordinated review. So I'm happy to go through and ask each of the questions for the public if you'd like me to, or we can go through and accept them as identified. And again, this would be a determination of no significant environmental impact if that's what the board decides. You will note that there is, this is a long form because this is a type 1 action, that part 3 has an attachment to it, which is a summary of the specific reasons why it's not an environmentally significant project. Again, you can read those if you'd like, but you have them all in front of you. The board is happy with everything they have in front of them, which will, of course, can be available to the public thereafter. We can have a resolution in front of you determining no environmental impact, no significant environmental impact, and a negative declaration.
Okay.
So then you do have the resolution there in front of you.
All
right. Leanne has a copy.
Would you like to read that?
Resolution, Town Board, Town of Moreau, subject, seeker determination regarding the county connection for sewer district number 1, extension 5. Whereas the Town Board has had an opportunity to review the county connection for sewer district 1, extension 5, which includes the installation of sewer infrastructure to connect with the Saratoga County Sewer District. And whereas the Town Board has reviewed part 1 of the long environmental assessment form prepared by LaBerge Group, engineer for the project. And whereas by resolution dated October 20th, 2021, the Town Board declared itself lead agency for this Type 1 project under the State Environmental Quality Review Act, hereinafter referred to as SEQR. And whereas the Town sent lead agency designations to all interested and involved agencies, all of whom have agreed to the Town's designation as lead agency for this action. And whereas the Town has reviewed Parts 2 and 3 of the EAF as to whether the action will have any significant adverse environmental impacts. And whereas after reviewing Parts 2 and 3, the Town Board determined that the action will not have any significant adverse environmental impacts, and a negative declaration should be issued. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Town Board hereby determines that there is no significant environmental impacts and that a negative declaration be issued. And be it further resolved that the attorney for the town is directed to file the negative declaration with the environmental notice bulletin.
Thank you. So at this time, I entertain a motion to move that proposed resolution.
So moved.
Exactly. Any discussion?
Yeah, you know, I have concern that I stated when we first moved this forward, is that, you know, It's disappointing that we're at the 11th hour trying to find sewer capacity. And I'm going to vote for this. But once again, I think this is something that we probably should have, you know, sewer capacity is probably something we should have looked at when the referendum for sewer passed in 2017. We didn't negotiate for the last bit with the city, and we're stuck now. We've got to do something. We have to do something. We've got to move forward with something. So I will vote on this. I'm not pleased voting on it, but it's something we have to do. We have to keep all our options open. So I will be voting.
Any other discussion?
No, but as a member of the board who was part of this process from the start, I do feel as if we've been trying to negotiate in good faith with the city of Glens Falls through this entire process. So to characterize what we've been doing as not negotiating way to the 11th hour, I would say it's a mischaracterization. But we are, I think, making a great move for the future of the sewer system in Tonnerro for 50 to 75 years down the road. So those are my comments.
I would just like to add that we as a board have a responsibility to protect the interests of whether it's the taxpayers or the ratepayers here in the town of Monroe. And I can tell you, for one, having been a person that has had multiple meetings with the city of Glens Falls, I will not allow the town of Monroe to be held hostage to these outrageous proposed fees and penalties for a new agreement with the city of Glens Falls without providing an option to our ratepayers, number one. Number two, the reason that we're in this position, is because previous boards under a different administration sold out our town. They sold the capacity for developers to put apartments through a PUD process in this community that took the capacity that had been earmarked for economic development for the future of Denver Borough along our commercial corridor and wiped it away. So I support this resolution this evening. I'm going to do everything I can to ensure that we get the best deal for the ratepayers in our various sewer districts, and I'm committed to moving forward with a potential tie into the county wastewater treatment plant, where this town will have a say in the policies that are put forward by that agency. Not somebody will be taking whatever's handed to us from another county. And I'm not going to do that. So that's my position. I encourage the board members to vote in support of it.
I have in front of me a contract with the city from 2011. Gave 10 years to negotiate capacity. The thing ran out in July. The town of Rose is negotiating capacity in August. Now, it seems to me like they dropped the ball. We dropped the ball. And I'll say, I'll include myself in this. I wasn't on board for a lot of this time. But I was naive enough to think that in 2017, when this referendum passed, that we started to need capacity. Capacity was available. We had the opportunity to buy capacity through the city of Glens Falls. We failed to do that. And you talk about past administrations. You were part of those past administrations.
Actually, yes, I was. I was not the CEO of the town, as a council member, as you are a councilman. And when that contract came up for negotiations, it was Supervisor Jenkins that was sitting here in this seat, and I asked numerous questions, and I was lied to on the record, and I made my decision based on the information that he provided to us, and we did not receive a copy, or at least I didn't receive a copy of what we were voting on that day. And that's the way the business is now. I will not do business that way, and we're doing everything transparently, and just so you know, I was negotiating with the city well before August. Any other discussion?
You had to 2017 to negotiate. You were supervisor since 2017. It was not negotiated until 2020.
And so do you believe we don't have capacity for that?
We have limited capacity.
Oh, wait a minute. Do we or don't we have
capacity? Yes, we do have
capacity. Okay. Rest in case. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 10 on the agenda, transfer station. I do have... So I'd entertain a motion that the town board hereby direct the attorney for the town to inform the city of Glens Falls that the town intends on exercising its option pursuant to section 14.02 of the facility agreement between the Board of Water and Sewer Commissioners of the City of Glens Falls and the Town of Monroe, as amended by the addendum to the facility agreement dated August 21, 2008, to renew the agreement for a term of 10 years on the same terms and conditions. And I would entertain a motion to adopt the resolution.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
I'll be voting on this. I'll be voting yes on this. I think we have to keep all our options open. Hopefully we can come up with an agreement with the city going forward. It'll cost us like $9 or $10 million that it would cost us to go to Rome just to have a seat on the table.
Any other discussion? To be clear, that was not factual. It not cost down the $9 million for that.
It cost the taxpayers. Taxpayers of the United States of America, the state of New York, and the town of Monroe. Nothing's free.
It will not cost the town of Monroe $9 million.
No, it won't. It will cost the taxpayers. Federal taxpayers, state taxpayers, if we get a grant, and taxpayers of the town of Monroe. It's going to cost millions of dollars.
Any other discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Now, item 10 on the agenda is the transfer station. I received some information from our transfer station employee, an individual stopped by that's willing to call out our compost. We have a proposal from O'Connor Realty doing business as O'Connor and Sand and Stone from Glens Falls. It says we hereby submit specification estimates for hauling compost. We will provide all trucking labor, equipment to load, remove both new and old shred compost from your transfer station at our expense. I don't believe that we did an RFP on that, but this individual stopped by, and I said I'd bring the board for discussion. So I don't know what the board's pleasure is on it. It does have value, I will tell you that. I'm not sure where you want to go.
Transfer station committee, how are we at the space down there? Do we need this space?
I'm okay referring to the transfer station and get us a recommendation. We can bring up another board meeting.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Item 11. We have a couple items under the water department. The first one is the board will need to accept the resignation of Christian Mechanic, who submitted his resignation on November 4th, 2021. Basically, I'll read it to you. I, Christian Mechanic, as of 11/4/21, put in my 2 weeks' notice, signed Christian Mechanic. So that means the last day of employment would be November 17th.
So we have to acknowledge that and accept it.
We'll probably have to accept it.
Okay. Yeah.
Motion to approve accepting it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So what that does is creates an opening, in our water sewer department. And I know the personnel committee has interviewed a few individuals, I believe, and I've interviewed some as well. And at this time, I would recommend hiring Jeffrey S. Dickinson as a laborer, full-time for the water sewer department, at a pay rate of $24 per hour, effective November 29th, 2021. The position is going to be a provisional one for a six-month period and subject to successful completion of a background check and pre-employment physical within a two-week period from the effective date.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion?
The candidate's a strong candidate, as mentioned in the interview by the personnel committee. He comes with experience and carries some certifications that they're currently still in force. So it's a step in the right direction.
Okay.
And he's a strong candidate.
Any other discussion?
Does he have any license agreement?
Yeah, he's full.
Yeah, he's got it.
Well, okay, not
quite a few.
That's huge.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. In the interim, I have reached out to the Town of Wilton Water and Sewer Authority, and the Town of Moreau is now operating under the license of their director, and we will have. I think it's a good thing for the Town of Moreau, and I've had several conversations. I know Council Member Van Tassel toured our facilities with the director. His name is Mike Mooney, and he came along with one of his licensed operators. His name is Robert
Panchero.
And these individuals, I can tell you, Mike does a phenomenal job. I think he's worked nearly 30 years with the Town of Wilton. He is a licensed operator as well, and he would very much like to have a workshop with the town board to review what he saw when he came up here and did a tour of our facilities. I think some of the recommendations he will come up with are sorely overdue. I think it'll make the town Moreau more efficient. But in the interim, I would entertain a motion to bring them on as we go through this transition on how we're going to shape that department. One thing that he said today when we spoke, which I was very interested in, he felt that based on his tour of our operations and what we do, we don't need any more than one licensed operator. If we have a contractor on standby that could handle emergency breaks and things like that. So that'll be something that he'll be discussing with the board in the near future. So at this time, I would entertain a motion. Specifically, whereas the New York State Department of Health requires public drinking water systems to be administered by a properly licensed water plant operator pursuant to 10 NYCR subpart 5-4, that is resolved that the town supervisor is authorized to sign a contract subject to review and approval by the town attorney for the town with Michael Mooney, Director of the Wilton Water Sewer Authority, at a rate of $75 per hour, and Robert Campero, licensed operator at a rate of $50 per hour, to provide all necessary oversight to ensure the Town of Moreau Water and Sewer Department complies with all relevant laws and the New York State Department of Health regulations on an as-needed basis. So this doesn't mean that they're going to be in the town every day for eight-hour days. They will be providing the oversight of our personnel that are here, and obviously, should the need arise, that we'll be here. And this is open-ended. we'll get more details of everything they're going to do for us in the future. And I think that'll be discussed in the workshop. He's hoping that we can get together in the next 3 weeks or so. So I'd entertain a motion to move that resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just comment that you mentioned in travel, both of the individuals that were very knowledgeable. They're familiar with the equipment we operate. They have a really good understanding of our system, and Christian did a good job sharing.
Great.
Look forward to knowledge that they can bring to the table as we continue to develop this program.
Great, thanks. Thanks for taking time to do that. Any other discussion or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So today we received an in-counselor to get a copy of the petition for a water district extension. We did not.
I did not. No.
So
I knew it was coming. I spoke with the attorney there.
We'll get your copy of it. I received it late this afternoon. They're looking to be added to the agenda at our next available meeting. Obviously, it's not going to be put on this evening because it was coming in the 12th hour. So we'll get you back to that. I want to make you aware of that. It's in relation to the Jacoby's Farms subdivision. And we can talk about that before next board meeting.
Will we give our engineer a copy as well?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And special counsel. I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's all I have for water department. Agenda item 12 is supervisor items. Just a few things. I want to make the board aware that I received a revised certificate of notice to close a highway, which is the Portsville Road. As you know, they're doing bridge replacement. I think it was the North Manchester Smoke Cabin, is that right?
Yeah.
Right there. And with all the heavy rains that we got, they got delayed in putting the box forward in there. So I think they're just going to start paving this week and guardrail shortly after that. So they are required to provide the town and other municipalities and certain services, fire, EMS, things like that, to notice. And what they're saying now is that they hope to have it open by November 30th. And then,
so that would be nice.
That would be pretty cool.
A long one.
Yeah.
I forget about every time I got
it. I think it was August 2nd when it opened. I want to update the board on the standby generator here at Town Hall. We have received a quote from Milton Cap, and our highway guys looked at it. They indicated that they could do the repair if they got the parts. We reached out to Milton Cap, I think Paul reached out, and it turns out that the work that needs to be done is not applicable to that model engine. So we don't know exactly what needs to be done to it. We're working to get that work repair order. And when we get that, we already have authority to buy a resolution to purchase the parts. Then we can have work done. But I don't understand what happened there. We're trying to get it done.
Yeah. So what?
Pete's not very happy. Oh, it was Pete. I'm sorry. It wasn't Paul. It was Pete that reached out to me.
The work that they said they need to be done to it?
Would not take care of the issue.
I guess some of our guys looked at it and did a little more research to get to the bottom of it, and if not, we've been paying that bill.
And it still wouldn't be.
And it wouldn't be fixed, or maybe it's a, I don't know, a real cheap fix. And I hate to say there's a dishonesty going on there, but we'll just get to the bottom of it, I guess.
Yeah, so Pete's on top of these, waiting for more information from him. Yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to bring up under supervisor items, I received correspondence again today from Nexium. I don't know if you got a copy of it.
Not today, I got a couple days.
So I'm not sure exactly what they're looking for. They're looking for a utility easement across one of our lots. Is that what they're looking for?
They are, and they are also looking for us to give approval on their plan, their final plan. The word.
For a pilot?
No, they haven't even prepared us the information on the pilot.
The town would receive.
Well, I don't have that.
Oh, okay. So it came in by email yesterday.
No, I didn't have it.
You were not listed on here. Travis Mitchell and Jim Martin are listed. So we'll make sure you get a copy of it. As you know, they're really pushing to get on the agenda. I personally am not in favor of utility right-of-ways on town property. I don't think it's good practice. Mm-hmm. I haven't done it in the past. I don't know how the rest of the board feels. I think it came up once before, and the town board was not in favor of it.
With this project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, going down there, put flags on the property, right, for us to see.
Yeah, I went out and walked over with them, where I wanted to show them.
So is it that maybe I'm not sure if they're asking for the same thing again?
They're asking for it in a different spot, but still on. It's on a paper road that the town owns, and that's part of the issue too, is that there's a paper road. So Paul needs to be involved in that. If the town wants to move forward and give them that easement over the town paper road, you have the authority to say, "Don't just gravel this for access." Put it to town specifications in case the town wants to open up that road.
So, in general terms, I have had conversations with prospective tenants of the industrial park that are interested in that paper road. Board needs to be aware of that. I think it has to be something that we take into consideration. Obviously, we have people looking at our industrial park. We have a project for the planning board for our industrial park. So there's a lot of moving parts on that. We have to look at it globally, not just that one project that's coming before the board. So I'm going to turn this, I'm sure you get a copy of it, and we'll have to talk about it and sort of more than agree on exactly what they're looking for and what may be going on.
Yeah, my understanding is they want three things then. They want the utility easement, they want the pilot agreement, and they want the board to approve the decommissioning plan.
Yes. Which we haven't gotten there yet.
No, we have all the comments. They've made all the changes. There are a couple things in the decommissioning plan that they're unwilling to do, so the board needs to discuss that. That the engineers have suggested should be done.
Alright, so I think it's a little premature to get this on the agenda. And that is all I have for supervisor items. Under committee reports, I think council member Noonan, you have received a request regarding a substitute crossing guard. Did you get that?
I haven't been able to make contact with the division yet, but
So we did receive an application for a substitute crossing guard.
Yeah.
We'll get it to the personnel committee for review and possible action, or just a recommendation.
I have.
That's all I had. Committee reports. Anyone else have?
course, all the stuff they've taken out of there. They got all that brush chipped up, and the highway department's been taking load after load after load out of there. So that's it's cleared up pretty well. And they brought a bulldozer, and they bulldozed all that compost that we're talking about. And if we can get somebody to take some of the compost out of there and get that back in, because we need one down there. They did a great job of clearing that out. Looks really good down there.
So, are we saving those chips down at the river? Is that what's going on? Where are they going?
The water path is out
there.
Okay.
So we have money in the budget. We secured county grants for paving the trail along the river. Any chips would be used on the non-paved portion, like off on the side.
Yeah.
I don't think they're using them along the river. That wasn't
the goal. I think Mike said that they took some down to the wreck.
Oh, I've seen transplant.
Yeah, they took some down to the wreck. I don't know where else they did it.
I think they got to fix them up the river. Some went down when they had lunch break because I gate was open, so I started to drive down, and all of a sudden trucks were coming this way. Backed up pretty quick. But so I know they were dropping something off down there. Down by that old water plant that's no longer there.
So the compost has value. I don't think you can legally just give it away. Transfer station wants to come up with an idea for an RFP. We put it out there and, figure out what we want to keep for ourselves. They just want to take
it. Yeah.
That's all I have. Anything else in the committee? All right. So I do have to have a brief executive session to discuss the work history of a unnamed town employee.
Mr. Supervisor,
yes.
Can we also add a discussion on current litigation?
Yes. So an update on current litigation?
Yes.
All right. Anything else? All right. I'm going to invite a town engineer into a portion of our discussion on update on litigation.
Yes, that's a good idea. Yes.
And so... entertain a motion to go into executive session for those purposes and ask that Don Rhodes be invited, the town engineer, into that executive session.
As well as Councilman
Black. Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Councilman Black.
There is a rule.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Yep.
All right. We are coming out of the executive session, and I'd like the record to reflect that no action was taken in the executive session. And so that takes us to item 15 on the agenda, which is other business. Does anyone have any other business?
I've got a couple of quick things. One is thank you, people, for hanging out while we're doing our executive session. I was just wondering, I know the last two or three meetings we've had people come and hang out and speak. And our executive sessions have been dragging on and on. I was just wondering, just suggesting, if we couldn't move the privilege of the floor up a little bit, at least before our executive session. Because executive sessions, you never know how long they're going to last. Sometimes for 5 minutes, sometimes, if people know, it's a half an hour.
Yeah.
And I just think that I think it'd be more fair to the people who want to speak if we moved it up. Like I say, even just before the executive session. Some other funny things.
Well, the supervisor puts the agenda together, and we used to have the privilege of the floor up early in the agenda, and what we found is the legislative portion of the agenda, which is the day-to-day activity that we're responsible for, started getting pushed later and later into the evening because the public portion became a dominant part of the meeting. So at this time,
We used to have board meetings that would go to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, before I was supervisor. And I worked very hard to make sure our meetings are no longer than an hour and a half at best. So I'm okay didn't where it is on the agenda because, you know, we do a good job of getting through the agenda. And I don't think that is an issue.
Well, I hate to see people who want an opportunity to speak leave because our executive sessions go on and on and on. You know, and I just like to see, I like to see participation. I like to see a lot of participation. I really haven't seen since I've been on the board. I think we get two or three here, one or two here. So I don't think we're really coming to our to the substance of our meeting if we moved it up just before the executive session. I think it's fair to our residents to be able to come in and speak and not have to go out and sit in the hall for God only knows how long. You know, sometimes I can take 5 minutes, sometimes 35, 40 minutes. And I just think it could be, you know, more beneficial if the people want to speak to meet the same just before the executive session.
Thank you. Any other business? So now it is time for the privilege of the floor.
Wait, I got one away.
Oh, no, you're being delayed.
I'll just be a second. I'll bring this up again. I forgot last time about the meeting before. I'd like to set a workshop for our solar building law. Like I said last time, I think we're well overdue setting something up, sitting down, hammering out our differences, and get this law in the books. So I'd like to set a date, whatever, so we can have another workshop. We can sit down and hash this thing out.
I spent a lot of time reviewing the pilot program at this point because it actually is fairly expensive to issue inside that whole agreement. So I actually need a little bit more time myself. I want to speak to the board members or for the board members. But and I also think it would be helpful to get council on that. I'll just be pretty quick because I don't think we're making a decision before before you're on the board. You know, if we get a combination of things that cause me loss.
Once again, I'm disappointed. We're in our third year of this process, and I certainly don't think it should have taken that long. I think out of respect, not only for the people, like I said last week, the people who want to take advantage of solar, but the people who have chimed in and talked, you know, one way or the other on the issue. And I believe that, you know, we've got all kinds of information. I can't give any more information we need. I really don't. And if you keep pushing this thing out, it's just crazy. But once again, it's up to the rest of the board.
So at this time, it is privilege to the floor. Any member of the public who wishes to be heard, you have 3 minutes. And please state your name for the record and your address.
Yes.
Per
this is about right. So my name is Dan Campbell, my name. I reside at 183 Old Sarasota Road. Wherever that is.
Yeah.
And I'm here on that incident that Mountain Bear facility. So I was going to call that 911. So bad. I called 911. My wife went out first to find out what was going on. She saw all the smoke. And she came back and she said, I couldn't breathe. It hurt her lungs, it hurt her eyes. And so I went out thinking, geez, what's going on out there? And I wanted to make sure that there was my house wasn't on fire. That's how much smoke was out there. It was very, very bad. So I came back in and I called 911. And I told what was going on. I said, my house is not fire. There's some kind of smoke out there that's not good for your health. After that, I called the neighbor, but I don't know what was going on. And so we're waiting for the firefighters to come. I believe it was the Southland's Palms firefighters. I'm not sure why they didn't go up. So when they came, they had no idea what was going on. The chief came and introduced himself and said, well, that's not wood burning, that's not wood burning smoke. I said, well, you probably hear that. And said, talk to you about that. Well, that seems a little far stretched. But, so I explained to him, because we have a relative that works in a correctional facility, and they were doing exercise up there. He was doing my services. He doesn't do it anymore. So I said, but something's going on up there, and it came down through, and I'm sure they're doing an exercise up there. So basically what happened was I didn't see him after that. I know my neighbor was talking to him for a while down below, and I figured out. He came back and they searched around my house, and they couldn't find anything. Now, that's what I'm trying to tell them. And they had the gas mask on too at the time. And so I said to the other one, I said, look, this is what it is. I'm pretty sure this is what it is. I just want to make sure that, you know, you guys are aware of what's going on out there. This is the second time, and we, the first time was a summer, 2 summers ago. They were doing exercises up there, and they were actually having a tour at Grant's Cottage. And something else happened, that same thing, but it never came down to our place. So can you imagine all that smoke coming down? I mean, it was acres. I mean, I own 250 feet of road frontage, and it probably went down 3 or 4 houses, and each owned about 250 feet. So it went to the south, and it went to the north, about 3 or 4 houses. So here, 750,000 feet each way. I just want to know why it happened, who it was, if there's anything that you can do, you know, to help us out with it, if you not have that thing in. And the other thing is, we also have the state troopers up there at New Target practice out there in the field. I wonder why they're doing that. It's loud, they've done it a couple of hours at a time. And it's not just target practice, it's repetitious. It blows. Why? I mean, you know, we have a neighborhood here. Why are you using that facility to do that stuff?
So your time has just expired.
I don't know.
did anybody else want to speak on the same topic?
Yeah,
I do. Because I'll be happy.
Just make sure you get it.
I appreciate
it. I'm going to share this with you.
Okay, my name's Clifton here. I'm at 185 Old Saratoga Road. Next door to Dan. I called Ted. I talked to him considerably and said that I was going to not do any more. I wanted to hear from the board and wanted to have minutes taken that we are concerned, because the sheriff had called me. But actually, I called him back. He was going to call me back the next morning, and he said to me that there had been an accident, but was nothing to be concerned about. So I take that as meaning, you know, don't worry about it. But if it happens again, and there's small children playing, there's small children in that neighborhood, if they're playing out there and they get hit with tear gas, it's not going to be, it won't be the end of the hearing. So just, I'm wondering if you heard anything, or done anything, or what is your, what have you done at this point?
Yeah, so as I indicated to you that evening, I was made aware of a county emergency response.
Right.
As I'm notified of, as chairman of the board, I did all the notifications, and that there was an incident, and they were investigating it. And I think it was being reported on the news either that night or the next morning that there was a lot of information coming out from Department of Correctional Community Supervision. And so I did reach out and was successful in talking with Assistant Commissioner Melissa Coolidge with DOCS, reports directly to the commissioner. And, you know, I expressed her concerns and the neighbors' concerns about what had happened and how we, you know, they said, well, we do regular training up there. We do it at all the state's correctional facilities. And I said, well, you know, we should be notified as a municipality that this is going on in case, you know, I get calls on it. And she said, well, we did notify the state troopers. And I said, well, that's nice. That's another state agency. But I wasn't notified. Nobody in town of Monroe was notified. Prior to talking with her, I did talk to the sheriff, Sheriff Zerlo, and they weren't aware of it. So we did some back and forth. I was looking for updates. She was traveling with the commissioner. And I think I relayed this to you that they have now committed to not only notifying the troopers, but the county sheriff, as well as the supervisor of the town, prior to when those training events are going on. They do about, I think they do about 30 a month there. But I said, you know, it's a problem of you know, personal welfare and safety when, you know, an action that's happening on one piece of property impacts others on another piece of property. And I said, yeah, it was a weather event, and I guess it was a temperature inversion, so I don't know, tear gas, I think it's heavier than air, I'm not sure. But so that's why I came down the valley, off the mountain anyway. And unfortunately, the way the topography is, that's why I came up along Old Saratoga Road. So they did not commit to no longer doing any training. They did say that they would notify us when that type of training is to occur again, and I believe that means quick response with tear gas. And I haven't been notified.
Just tear gas, that's what they're going to notify you about?
Yes, because that's what the issue was.
Right.
As far as firearms training, target practice, that occurs on correctional property all across the state, and they will continue to do it. And they said it's not just Department of Corrections that uses it, there's federal law enforcement that does as well.
Okay. And we have minutes in the meeting?
Everything's being recorded by Zoom, and it's being recorded, the audio is being recorded, and the clerk will be making minutes in the meeting.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
Thank you
for coming in.
Can I ask one thing?
Sure.
Where are we going here? Do something.
Well, I spoke to the agency in charge of the property, and that's the information. You can reach out to your state senator, which is Senator Jordan. Your assembly member is Kerry Werner, and we'll make them aware of the issue. I have spoken with them. I have written to them. They didn't know about it, but one thing I learned working for the legislature, they will respond to multiple complaints on the same issue and an attempt to resolve. So my recommendation would be to make letters of concern to them.
To Kerry Werner.
Kerry Werner and Senator Jordan.
And Senator Jordan.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
So, with that, I entertain you. What's up in the
hold on, this is still on, remember?